Bros. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, happy second last day, Maddie.
Oh, hello, yes.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Crevo.
Morning, Meg. Morning, Maddie.
How was your night?
Yeah, good. Busy one.
Yeah, you ditched us.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh, well, I was still working, so what could I do?
So Meg sent a message to us. Hey, do you want to go out for a last team dinner?
Yeah.
And Crevo ignored the message for a while.
Pondering it,
yeah. can I do it? Then finally, when another message came through, you were like, nah, can't make it. Meg and I went to the Kent.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good dinner there.
Good dinner. But Meg did say,
yeah.
And let's find out now, Meg.
Yeah.
Did you, in fact, go to the pub for dinner?
No.
Steak night at the Town Hall Hotel?
No. Emmy cooked last night.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Not till late. Like, I, after finishing late at the shop, I then went home and, like, within 2 minutes, I fell asleep on the lounge. I woke up and dinner was ready. I was like, well, this is okay.
Treats.
Amazing. And, look, yeah, I couldn't have made it last night. I was too busy, unfortunately.
Well, we'll do it another time, maybe, before he leaves, officially.
Yeah, exactly. One more.
Good morning, Jess.
Morning.
How was your night? I feel bad that we don't invite you out to dinner, actually.
Yeah,
but again,
rude.
You're not coming tomorrow night.
She never comes to anything.
You're not coming tomorrow night, so, you know, maybe that's why we didn't do it.
Just didn't think. Asleep.
What was your plans for last night then?
I've decided I'm going to bed at 7 o'clock every night.
What?
So far, it's working.
Really?
Yeah.
What's been happening? Are you just suffering?
I need more sleep.
Yeah.
I can't deal.
That's fair enough.
My new job starts at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I'm so going to have so much jealousy right now.
For the first time in like 5 years.
Oh, we'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, and by that we'll be thinking, how jealous are we not to have to get up?
But
so
at the same
early.
Time, when we leave at like midday and you've only just done 2 hours on your first smoke break, we'll be like,
aha! That is true.
Enjoy that. Lads vs. Lass is up next, Crevo.
That's right. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. Come on, guys. We're on 35, 2 points to make up here. Like I said yesterday, still technically possible to tie it up.
Meg's doing half a day doing my job this morning. That's why she's talking first. I like it. You're going well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're an actual natural at it.
I don't know why you get so nervous.
Oh, it's just, you know me.
Don't be nervous.
You know me. Don't be nervous. Don't be paranoid.
Exactly. Don't be suspicious.
Exactly. 13, 10, and 9. We need one lad and one lass, one guy, one girl. Some questions. You could win yourself $50 to spend at a delicious cafe at Katara, which is called
Gamble and Brown.
Gamble and Brown. $50. They've just celebrated their birthday there. It's great food and coffee.
See, you've already spoken too much over the song. Yeah. Just trying to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I know.
Go on, Meg.
Yeah. Freestylers on your FM.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Of course, the lasses ahead, 37 to 35. And we still need a lad. Come on, guys. Some good tradie with heaps of knowledge, call up 13 10 09.
The lads have really let us down this week. Why are we yet again, boys, on our knees begging for it? It's time to give us a
call. They're disappointed right now. That you're leaving. That's what it
Look,
is.
Some blokes
they don't,
like
they don't
to be.
You. They're forgiving you for it.
At a minimum, I really wanted us to draw with the scores.
Well,
and then
said,
we can do a little coin toss, maybe play an extra game tomorrow to actually decide the winner.
Well, you said tomorrow possibly like triple points or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's go triple.
Triple?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I've got to set Crevo up for the future.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate that.
Let's go to our lass this morning. Her name is Jo, out at Cessnock, works in traffic control. Jo, good morning. Hello, Jo.
There we go.
Hey, Jo.
Hello.
How you
there
doing,
you go.
Joe?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good. What are the roads like this morning? Are you working?
Uh,
Yeah, I'm on my way out to Denman. It's very foggy.
Yeah, the fog's a real pain in the ass this week, hey. Let's get into your questions. Now, of course, the $50 Gamblin Brown voucher is up for grabs. Question number one, what does the company Ridge Rider primarily make?
Ridge Rider. Bikes?
No, camping gear. Sorry about that. Question number two. What is Meguiar's Gold Class?
Wine club?
No, it's car wash foam, that one. I've never heard of that. Hey, Chris,
no. It's the best of the best.
You use Meguiar's car foam?
Never any other. Yeah.
All right, for 1 point on the board, Joe, true or false, you need a pilot hole for a self-tapping screw?
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Of course you
do. On, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
One on the board.
Never use a self-tapping screw without putting a hole in first.
You have to. Crazy. It's crucial.
Absolutely crucial.
I'm going to go to Grant now. Hey, Grant.
Hey, how you going?
Doing really well. Can you take this out for the lads? They really need a point.
Well, let's hope so.
Let's get into the first question then. All right. Question one. Candace Bushnell wrote which book which was turned into a TV series in the 90s?
Little hint, Meg is,
choice.
Meg is obsessed with this, if you've listened to the show, this series.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Sex in the City. All right, true or false? Bond's Underwear was founded in Australia.
True.
Sure is. Ooh. This is for the win then. All right. Which makeup product Rouge is more commonly known as what?
Come on.
Nah.
It's on the face. Take a stab.
Makeup?
Yes. Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. But the makeup product itself.
It's blush. We've got a coin toss on our hands.
Yes.
Let's
go.
It will have to be Grant.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
Have to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Grant. Heads or tails for the win?
We'll get tails.
Tails.
All right, good luck, man.
Never fails.
Yeah. Yeah, it never fails. Congrats,
hey,
man.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Lads win.
Good one, Grant.
Congratulations, Grant.
Gambling Brown Katara voucher coming at you, man. Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You're too, welcome. How good is that? Well, you got a point.
Yeah, this is the best.
Are you happy now? Are you happy now? You guys are 36. Happy? The whinging worked this morning?
Just not whinging.
It was absolutely
whinging. It's pure skill, Meg.
Pure skill. Okay. That's why it came down to a coin toss.
That's right.
Hey, up next, Crevo and I's favourite topic for this show. Influencers.
Yeah.
I love an influencer, don't you, Crevo?
Well, I love to hate them sometimes.
You love to hate them. Maddie, you're all for them, which I find is very strange.
Absolutely, of course. Although, quick story, Jackson tried to line up one of the influencers from Byron Bay's, that Netflix show,
Celeb or
Pleb, which we're playing later on in the show.
Yeah.
They asked for $500.
Oh.
It was like, bye.
Depending on the influencer.
I hate that about influencers, but I like them overall. Good people.
Well, this particular influencer has been putting on her Instagram how she's having the time of her life in Paris.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful. Well done for her. Living her best life. Turns out she's not in Paris. She's in Brisbane. And she's been caught out.
Oh, I love this.
You know how in the Gold Coast they have a lot of, like, overseas, famous overseas suburbs, and they take the name, like
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In Sydney, they've got Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Is it like Paris?
No.
Paris?
So she looks like she's in Paris, but she's tagging Paris as the location, but she's not in Paris.
Okay.
You with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook.
I don't give a but your Instagram.
I feel like it's only Aussie influencers that seem to get into this kind of trouble. I've never heard it from overseas influencers. So Shani Grimmond, she's from Brisbane, right? What an influencer name.
Great name recall.
Basically,
she do some side work at McDonald's and dresses up as Grimmond? I got those vibes. I don't know why.
You've got the story in front of us, still can't get a name.
No. Great. Well, she's got 1.4 million Instagram followers. Maybe that's what I was baffled by. But the pure fact, she's gone over to Paris.
Oh, lovely.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But the problem is she's been posting all these photos as if she's in Paris having the time of her life. And the problem is when you've got 1.4 million Instagram followers, people know who you are. And she's been out at a restaurant in Brisbane over the weekend. Not in Paris at all.
So it's a fully, completely, like, photoshopped?
It's not photoshopped. So what happened is she's gone over to Paris sometime in the past and rehashing the photos because she never uploaded them, as if to say she's in Paris right now.
So it's
living
a
best
like
life.
Like a fake trip.
Fake trip.
See, if she went in the past, I think it's okay if she uploads them now, but maybe she needs to make it clear that she's not actually there.
No. Like she's tagging all the locations. I'm having a great time here, blah, blah, blah. This restaurant, this hotel, this, that, the other. But no, she's not actually there. Really strange when you're trying to fool people when you have that many followers.
Are people,
not clever.
Are people calling her out?
People are calling her out, but other influencers now are coming to her defense.
Oh,
right?
I'm saying it's fine. Because they know they
exactly, because they're probably going to do the same thing.
Unite
the reason,
and defend.
All right. What do you think the reason is?
I'm guessing it's pandemic related. Like everyone had a few trips stored up, but then you can't put them as if you're going you can't travel.
Yeah. Maddie?
No idea.
Apparently, according to other influencers, it's a security reason. She didn't want to be seen in Paris. Because it was a security threat.
No one even knows her name.
Well, I didn't even know her name and I had it in front of me written down.
I love that. Do you know, for all you MacBook owners out there, I did a prank once with my ex-boyfriend. If you go into like the camera app on the laptop, you can change the background to different countries and it looks so realistic. We changed it to in front of the Eiffel Tower, had this big kiss and embrace and posted the photo.
Oh my
so many
God,
people
that's
thought
so cringe.
We were in Paris. It was a long
so
time
lame.
Ago, Meg, when being cringe was okay.
Being cringe was never okay.
Yes. I can't believe you did that.
Good luck to her. What's her name again?
Grimace.
Grimace.
Shani Grimmond. I'm going to check in with Jess in the newsroom next. It's New FM.
This is The No-Go.
New FM. The No-Go's. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Creevo. To wake you up. New FM. The No-Go's. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Tomorrow is my last show, and
tears will be had.
Do love a celebration.
I do.
You have a real fetish for them. Birthdays.
I like to make people feel good about themselves. That's what it is.
You get off on making people feel good about themselves.
Yes.
I think it's a great trait.
Yeah,
you made all of us feel really special.
I'm glad.
On our birthdays and the like. But tomorrow, yesterday, of course, is my last day. But you were saying yesterday that you are going to go all out.
Yeah, I'm going to try, depending on budget at this point.
Because you are like, you get the balloons.
Yeah,
and
try and organise like a cake or something. And obviously, being your last show and you're leaving us, you're leaving the station.
Yeah.
We have to get you like a gift.
I'm really glad that you ran this past me first. So Meg says in the room yesterday, I was thinking about getting you like a voucher for an adult store.
I do have reasons behind this.
I thought, oh, actually, that could be quite handy.
Yes.
But then I started thinking, what are you saying about me? That I can't land a man, so I need to go and sort myself out with an adult voucher? Like, tell me the reason
behind
this.
That might have been 10% of it, because, let's be real, when we've gone out together, you haven't gone home with anyone. Let's be real.
That is true.
Maddie's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. You're looking for more than that. So
I'm
obviously
looking for an LTR, guys.
Yes, yes.
That's right. You wouldn't just go home with some floozy man, would you?
As well. Like, okay, so when I first got here, introduced me to Britt.
Blow up Britt, the doll,
Yeah, and then any chance to talk about any form of adult entertainment, you jump on it like nothing else. So maybe this is what you're into. Maybe this is something that you can take with you to Sydney.
okay, is this an appropriate gift? I mean, get me a doll that looks like Shawn Mendes or Justin Bieber. I am down for that.
But I'm not just saying a doll. Like, could be other things. They sell candles there, romantic candles. Lingerie.
Lingerie.
Get yourself one of those, what, the candy G-strips?
I'm not being a prude, but I am.
But you are.
Inappropriate gift.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's the sort of, like, you talk about it all the time.
Would you buy any of your friends an adult shop voucher, Creepin? How would they take that?
No.
There's an element of creepiness to it. I think the only saving grace here is that it's coming from a chick.
Yeah.
If it was coming from a guy,
no.
Different story. Mm. Gay guys can buy them for each other.
Well, that's the thing. My best friend bought me adult movies once for my 18th birthday.
Girls can buy them for guys, but guys can't buy them for girls. Straight guys.
This is the difference.
Yeah.
It's a no from me. What we're going to do, 131009, is Meg's gift idea appropriate?
Yes. We'll take your calls next. It's the Novos with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 6:39, partly cloudy, tops of 26 degrees around Newcastle and
so
the Hunter.
Tomorrow's my last show.
Adele
yesterday,
right now.
Of course, Meg, you let me know that you were thinking about, as a parting gift, getting me a voucher for an adult store, in which time I've been thinking, and I thought, wow, that's quite an inappropriate gift.
See, weird thing here is that you're saying inappropriate, and when Meg sort of floated the idea with me, I went, yeah, you'd probably like that.
Now, given the stuff we talk about, A, off air, B, over a couple of drinks, I thought you'd appreciate
No. Well, look, I think Crevo will back me up here. Sometimes I think I'm an unexpected prude.
That
like
is true.
Like with certain things.
That is true.
Like you might think, oh, Maddie will be fine with that. But then I'm like, oh no.
You've spoken in the past about getting your friends those kind of things.
That is true.
Like, I thought, if you're willing to give that kind of gift, surely you're willing to receive that kind of gift.
So, look. If I was to buy a friend that, it'd be from a purely comedic perspective.
Yeah.
I could find that funny.
Not heartfelt. Not heartfelt.
I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't be hoping they would use it. Yeah. I wouldn't want to think about that. Anyway,
sure.
Is it inappropriate?
Surely they would.
131009. Let's go to Katie first up. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and it's very sad this week listening to you for the last time, and all the best for the future. But no, I think they're on the mark getting the voucher, because who knows, you might already have what they were thinking of buying you.
There you go. That's you true. Might have that in the top drawer and the bedside table.
Or, you know, if we buy something else, you've already got that. Like,
yeah,
whereas
that's
a voucher.
I'd be worried about, for sure.
A voucher.
See, we're very close to you. Even the listeners know what you're like behind closed doors, apparently.
Well, look, I'm not going to say no.
Over there.
I will buy something with it, but I don't know what.
You don't know what.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know either.
He's going to go do some browsing at some stores this afternoon, possibly.
Can I just say, Katie, as well, I want to crown you my favourite listener to the show. You've been very good.
Aww.
Thank you, Katie.
Don't make her cry.
Nah, she's good.
Especially when we're talking about, you know.
She's our number one fan. Thank you, Katie. We'll chat tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'll get you on tomorrow. I want to get, like, all my favourite callers on tomorrow.
That's great. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, Katie.
Next up is Groundskeeper Pete. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you?
Doing great. Hey. Now, do you think this is an appropriate gift for Maddie?
Well, see, we're not allowed to say the D-I-C-K word on the air.
Yeah.
And going along Meg's theme, I think you should buy him a strap-on potato.
Potato.
Different.
Interesting.
I don't know how that works, but...
So he can be a penis tater.
I mean, that's everything.
You went there, didn't you?
Everything wrong with that.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
And nothing right.
The wrong analogies there.
We'll leave it at that. So, in other words, what you're telling us, mate, is you don't want a gift card for an adult store, is what you're telling us.
Buy me a bottle of vodka or something.
No, your number one favourite gift.
The drinks will be flowing regardless, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's a given. We've still got to work out the gift behind the scenes is the moral of this story. Guys, round of Love It or Loathe It up next. I'll be getting your thoughts on the daily topics in just a minute.
New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, thoughts on the daily topics. First one, kicking things off. Diffusers. Love it or loathe it?
Ah, yes.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love diffusers. I am a little bitch for diffusers, let me tell you.
So, how often are you cranking
every
your...
Every single day.
Really?
I have. Do you want to hear my flavors I have at home?
I
have
flavors. I
vanilla
like
caramel, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have pink raspberry icing.
Oh, okay.
Which is also really good.
Are you a 16-year-old girl?
I just love that really sweet smell. And then I have a variety of
like a vodka cruiser.
Aussie bush smells. But yes, you are right. It does smell like a vodka cruiser. Who doesn't want that through your house?
So, Meg, you're not into
them? I don't like... They're too strong for me.
Yeah.
And not to mention they make the birds sick, so I can't have them.
No,
so
they don't.
They do. The sense can... respiratory systems are quite...
Screw having birds. Like, I'll take a diffuser over a bird.
I can't light candles in my house or anything.
Oh, nothing. Not well, reason I bring this up, they now have, and you might like this, Maddie, the new range of Tim Tam diffusers.
Oh, yes, please.
Are you all over? Hearing those flavours, as you call them, I can just see you down there licking the diffuser,
just
trying to get the flavour out of it.
Chocolate or something. It'll do the same thing.
No, it won't. Nothing beats the feeling, right, when you put a diffuser on and you know that you're going out to the shops to grab something from Coles or something. You're out for maybe 45 minutes. It's had time to infiltrate...
Marinate your whole apartment.
You walk back in and it just hits you like a ton of bricks. It's so good.
There you go. Okay, next topic. Maddie loves
it. Very keen on a diffuser.
And this is more of a question. Would you guys consider going on a luxury submarine?
3, 2, 1, go!
No. The idea, love it or loathe it.
Loathe it.
Not for you?
No.
Well, I'm super into this. So they've got this new luxury, like, full experience where you go down 200 metres.
Nah.
And it's, the seats are like a full, like, first-class airline-type seat. You get to watch the whole, you know, experience as you go down and that sort of thing. Forget James Cameron's tiny little pillbox. This is like a proper luxury sort of vibe. And, yeah, you get to experience deep underwater.
I'm way too claustrophobic to enter anything like that.
Not for you.
No.
I'd be worried that something would go wrong. What a horrible way to go, 200 metres down.
The thing
below
I think of is when they do the submarine thing in The Simpsons and it starts flooding and the only thing that stops it is Bart's earring that he plugs the hole with.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of submarines.
I'm going to show you a picture of it. Super futuristic.
Nah, still no.
No, thanks.
Not for you? Oh, I'm so into it.
I love how it's yellow as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yellow
I know.
Submarine.
Just to give you the vibe. Of course, it'll be so expensive, this sort of thing. They haven't even released prices, but if I can get my mitts on a ticket on one of these, I'm definitely into it.
I still believe in, like, deep sea creatures like megalodons and stuff. Like,
well, that's just make-believe.
No, it's not.
They're not
How
still
dare
alive.
You, Clevo?
Well, it's not make-believe, is it?
They were
they
in the
did
past,
exist.
Yeah.
How do you know what's deep down there?
Well, because they would have found them by now.
He's done his research.
Have you been, been 200 metres below the surface?
They would have found them by now
no,
if they
haven't.
Still had megalodons.
No, they haven't.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Clevo.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So this pub owner has just put up like an application out for some looking for people to work in his pub, right? But the ad for it is a little bit different. So he said those with bad or fruity BO, as he calls it, need not apply, or if you have bad teeth or dodgy toes, also don't apply. Also don't apply if you're stinking from last night's lager. Obviously, he's had so many people apply who are just not suited to work in hospitality.
I can understand, like, the BO.
Yes.
Maybe the teeth.
Yeah.
But the toes. Like, you normally wear enclosed shoes.
You would have thought so.
What to do with anything?
That's a,
yeah, but
yeah,
the people
know.
Are obviously going to interviews
in
with
sandals or whatever.
Sandals,
I couldn't do that.
Well, that's the thing. People, like, all of these to me seem like just absolute no-brainers.
Yeah.
Have a shower, brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth, brush your hair.
Cut your toenails.
Isn't it amazing how there are so many people out there that don't know proper job interview etiquette?
Yeah.
It seems so basic, but yeah. It must happen all the time for him to put this in the job ad.
I feel like if he's, like, put this in the ad, like you said, this must be happening every single time. The poor guy, he's had enough.
I wonder what area he lives done. In.
So his pub is over in the UK.
Okay. All right.
And he said it's an absolute drama, like when people come in and he has to, because you spend time setting up the interview, take the time to ask the questions,
not
all that
stuff.
Not
to mention going through the resumes and culling people who don't seem appropriate.
This guy looks all right, comes up. Hasn't had a shower in 2 days. Are you kidding?
You're a swine and a chippy oike. Get out!
This is what I thought we could do next. 13 10 09. The worst interviewees ever. Are you a boss or do you have to hire people? Who has turned up just not suited for the job at all?
Even better as well if you've been in a group interview.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Because I've been in group interviews where people have been really dodge.
And you go, they're never going
to
get a job.
Someone rocked up in a singlet. Singlet and boardies to a group
like a serious
interview.
Job.
Yeah. It was for a call centre.
I hate group interviews. What a punish.
No.
Terrible. 13 10 09. Have you seen some dodgy people trying to get jobs and you think, no wonder they don't have a job. Have a shower.
Yeah. All right. We'll take them next. Cut and Move on UFM with the Novo.
Yeah, that's after this guy over in the UK has a pub ad out for some workers, and he's had a bit of fun with it. Said, those that attend with that fruity BO, it's a no-go. Give your pits a wash before you come down for an interview.
The worst type of BO, the fruity BO, it is so pungent.
It can be pretty intense.
You can't avoid it.
He said, if those gnashes are black, stay back. Give them a brush before you come over. Look, it's fair enough, right?
Everyone's dealt with dodgy people in job interviews. Let's go to the phones. Gabby, hey, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Yourself?
Doing really well. All right, bad interviewees, hit us.
So I was trying to find someone to replace me in this call centre that I used to work. Guy walked in. It was like a job trial and interview.
Yeah.
And within 30 seconds, I was showing him where the computer was. He shushed me, told me to go away, that he knows how to do the job. I thought this is going to be good. We all sat back to watch what he'd do. He sat there looking at the computer screen for half an hour. And we're like, yep, what's going to happen? And then he just walked out.
So he didn't know. He wasn't interested.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do the job.
I think so. But, you know, it was
Gabby,
so
Gabby, 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 Gabby. I'm joking. What a pain in the ass. Like, how awkward. So did you, like, say anything to him after that? You're like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I was like, I'm trying to help you, but you know what? I thought, this is fine, we'll let it play out. And, yeah, he just literally half an hour later, you could see he didn't know what to do, and so he just walked out.
It's a no from Gabby.
No.
Absolutely
not. Gab.
Good story, wow. How rude.
And indeed. Ash is up next. How are you doing?
Hi, good, good. How are you?
Really good. Bad interviewees, what happened?
Well, not really in that aspect. However, I'm just actually standing up for the people that turn up to interviews who don't look or come across as the best option just by looking at them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's hear your side of things.
So I work in government departments, and I've had people come and do trials for jobs.
Yeah.
And they've been on the less privileged side of life, let's say.
Yeah.
And didn't look as fantastic as the person standing next to them, and, you know, had a bit of a rough run. And they actually performed the job a hell of a lot better than the person that rocked up and looked amazing and smelt fantastic.
Yeah. Ash, I don't think we're having a go. I am all for, like, equal opportunity employment. I think money shouldn't dictate what job you can go for. But surely there are certain indicators, like, such as hygiene. You've got to have good hygiene. I feel like that's a bare minimum skill to have if you're seeking employment. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree on the hygiene. However, some people don't have the funds to purchase the fancy things and get their hair or nails done.
That's true.
Or nice teeth or anything. But if they get the job, then then they can purchase those things to That's look true. Better in the future.
I yeah. think you can still be neat and tidy on a budget. Like Absolutely. You can go down to like an op shop and get a nice shirt.
Yeah.
For like $2 and iron
mention,
it. You know,
if you are on some government benefits, you can go down and that will help you fund. Interview attire as well.
There you go.
I've been in that yeah. situation before where I've had to rely
You are right, though. Like, we are very judgy yeah. as a society. But, like, you know,
Soap
I get what
really
you're
cheap.
Saying. But, yeah, hygiene.
Minimum.
Gotta have the
yeah,
hygiene.
Thanks, Ash.
Yeah. Thanks, Ash.
Hey, up
point.
Next, speaking of not having a lot of money, things we used to do as a family growing up. I brought this up with you, Kreba, yesterday. And you were a bit shocked.
Yeah, well, I'd never heard of somebody, like, doing
Making
this as a
an
hobby.
Event. So, our family, we used to like to attend grand openings of things. One in particular was Stockland Glendale, a.k.a. Glendale Supercentre, back in 1996, to the point of we got the day off school.
What?
To go to the grand opening of the new shopping centre in town.
See, that fascinates me.
We'll get into more details next, but it's pretty incredible, actually.
Now you think back on
now
it.
Now I think back. Getting a day off school to go to a
the
grand
opening.
Centre. Crazy. We'll do it next. It's New FM with the Novos.
The Novos.
Okay, so we brought this up yesterday off air because we didn't have a lot of money growing up. Let's face it, we grew on the pension. And we used to do certain things that were very cheap to get very cheap entertainment. One of those things was we used to go to grand openings of, like, shopping centres and just shops in general
so
to get our kicks.
So, I mean, it goes beyond, like, not having... Not a money thing.
Oh, no, it was a money thing. You go to these things and there's free stuff everywhere. It was great.
What sort of grand openings would you go to?
So, like, one that sticks in my mind, and this is really, really cringe, and I hate bringing this up, but it was the opening of the BP servo at Belmont.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
What? What do you do there?
I think because...
Do they give you a free litre of petrol?
I think it was like a couple of cans of Coke. They had the radio station was there. Like, they had the cars out, all that kind of stuff. And it was just an event. They had balloons. And they made a whole event out of the opening of this particular servo.
I feel like openings of things like servos and shopping centres are always such a big disappointment.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I couldn't agree
come
more.
Come along for the celebration. You get there, there's a couple of balloons.
Like,
you
it's
might
a petrol
get something
station.
Small for free.
You get it. What's
you get a
happening?
Paddle pop. There you go.
So we went to that. We went to the opening of Glendale Supercentre back in 1996.
Yeah.
It's really funny. You've been to Glendale Supercentre, yeah. or Glendale's, whatever it is. TK Maxx.
Yeah.
You went to the grand opening?
No. Oh. Think of this. I just want to bring this up because how ridiculous it was.
You
know the size of that TK Maxx?
Yeah.
That was a Super 8.
Oh,
that whole thing was a Super 8 at one point.
I can see how that would have been a good business
in the 90s.
Pitch at that time.
Yeah. But like 15 years later, they did the extension as well and they put like the Kmart in as well. So we went to the grand opening of that. So
can I ask... What age did you stop going to grand openings, or are you still going?
I haven't been to one in a while.
But say like
I think
a servo.
It's a good thing to take to the kids too, because they have kids entertainment, all that kind of stuff. The last opening I probably went to was the store that I opened, like I helped open Daiso at Glendale when I used to work there.
So okay,
and they had DJs and all that kind of stuff.
If a new servo opened up,
I'm
in Mayfield,
probably not going.
Like, because now you're a Mayfield. Citizen,
I'm a local. Mayfield local.
Would you go down there to get the free paddle pop and a balloon? Still, like, does it draw you in? Say you're driving past and it's like, grand opening, free items. Are you still drawn in?
If there was a free paddle pop involved, if it was a rainbow paddle pop, I might swerve. I might swerve in.
So your childhood of grand openings is still drawn in by them?
It is a little bit, yeah. It's really sad. News time up next.
It's an interesting insight into your personality.
So fascinating, Meg. So fascinating.
Oh, you love it.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Kreba.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
I received a weird message the other day from a friend of mine who claims that I've been pranking some AM talkback station. And then I received a message from another listener who said, were you on 2HD? on Tuesday night on the Talk Tonight program, and I said, absolutely not. Why would I do that?
First of all, why are your friends in their 30s listening to Talkback?
Well, Maddie has a lot of friends who just love radio.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They just listen around.
Obsessed True. With every show. Now, I mean, I would say this. I have known you in the past
yeah.
to make prank phone calls, but this doesn't seem like your style. It seems doesn't seem
well,
like your character.
Well, this particular station is in our network, yeah. so I wouldn't shit in my own backyard if you
yeah, that's true. Time. Like you, yeah. you'll prank our newsroom every so often, but that's
oh,
about
Jess
it.
Cops it all the time. But I'm just so fascinated to hear this audio. It's been sent to me. I'm going to play it out for you next. And see if this person actually sounds like me. I don't okay. know if it is.
So it might be like
my friends are so convinced it's me.
But you're saying it's not, and just like a sound alike.
See, the thing is, you're a very busy guy at the moment. You're yeah. planning on moving. You don't have time to prank call radio stations.
Seems unlikely.
As if on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I'm calling an AM talkback station.
You're busy watching The Voice. Let's be real.
I don't know which one is sadder. Received a call from a couple of friends in the last couple of days that claim they have heard me on an AM talkback radio station, a program called Talk Tonight, which airs right across the Super Radio Network on 2HD of an evening, 8 o'clock.
Well, now what you
Stop
got?
Plugging
geez,
up
you seem to know the details of the time pretty well for someone who's never listened or called the show. What I wanted to say though, before we get into this, certain people do sound alike. Famously on this show, Ali Redondo yes. sounds exactly like Meg, a radio person from down in Wollongong.
Yes, yes.
So...
Campbelltown,
that's
Well,
right.
let's not get bogged down in Ali Redondo semantics. Yeah. Okay.
Right, but what I will say is that it's possible that other people have the same sounding yeah. voice.
This is true. Now, I have been sent the audio, so I'm going to play it for you. The call that my friends are claiming is me.
Is you.
Okay.
Let's be the judge of it. It's All not right. me. It's not me. But apparently, it is.
Is.
Let's hear it.
Talk Tonight, our number 131269. Daryl, good evening.
Hey, Graham.
Good, thanks, mate.
Hey, Graham, I just want to have a chat about the election. I mean, we're, what, a week in now? It's 2 weeks in. Tell
yeah,
you
we've
what.
We've got about 2 weeks until we vote, yeah?
Oh, aren't you sick of it, Graham? Every day from morning till dusk. Election chat on the news. There's a lot of
mate, if we didn't have news of it on, people like you would be complaining that we're concealing things. the election
no.
and it goes over heads like yours.
Whoa.
It affects every man, woman and child in Australia. Here's your chance to draw up in your mind who you think is going to be best to run your electorate.
When I do say that, Graham, I understand the importance of it all.
Mm-hmm.
What I do, what I am sick of is, it's just so petty. The both sides are just really as bad as each other. The cheap shots, Graham. I really was hoping for a more mature debate this time, but unfortunately...
Okay, well, give us an example of a cheap shot from either side.
That's on both sides. Or the gotcha moment. It's just terrible, Graham.
Well, that was the journalists. That wasn't... They weren't the candidates. But anyhow, you've got a few more weeks of it. And if you're sick of the political debate, just call this program every night, Daryl, and bring up some other topics, okay? 13-12-69.
Oh, savage, if you're just tuning in. That was allegedly me on the Graham Gilbert Talk Tonight program the other night. Now,
Daryl sounded like a very informed individual.
He did.
That doesn't yeah. sound like me, does
it? There are some similarities.
Let me try. Hang on.
See if you
Hello,
can do...
Graham, how are you tonight? I'd like to talk about the election. It sounds nothing like me.
Oh, there are similarities.
The way they say gotcha moments, that's a very sort of you thing
I'm over
to say.
These gotcha moments, Graham. See, that's nothing like me at all.
No.
Anyway, I'm just putting it out there. To my friends who think it's me, I appreciate you listening out for me, but it's not.
Wrong station.
Probably.
Wrong station and not me, clearly.
Just a sound alike.
Can you take us to the break, though, in a possible Daryl voice?
Oh, I can't do Daryl's
voice. I reckon you could do Daryl justice.
Why? Okay, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. Birthday Lotto is up next on UFM. If you would like to play 131009, Crevo, what month are we looking for?
October, Daryl. October.
October. Fantastic.
Daryl, your middle name.
If you want to play 131009, we'll do it next.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 UFM. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, it is that time where someone could be $525 richer. All you got to do is be born in October. Easy as that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's do it. Time to meet our contestant. It's Matt from Lambton. How are you doing this morning, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Ready to win $525?
Yeah, I certainly am.
You sound ready. You sound prepared.
Let's get into this. I really want to give away some money. It would make my day. Matt, were you born on the 11th of October?
No, the 14th.
Oh, so close.
Sorry, man.
Oh, another chance to win nine, though.
And that was the date you were guessing, too, wasn't it, Maddie? Amazing.
Yeah, you've given up on that, haven't you?
I have. It's done. Hey, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, Celeb or Pleb is coming up in minutes. This is where we have a random person on the phone. We ask them a bunch of questions. We need to figure out if they are a celebrity or a regular person. We'll do it in the next 10 minutes. A new FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
No. We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Up next is Celeb or Pleb. This is where we have an anonymous person on hold on the phone. We speak to them, ask them a bunch of questions, and try and figure out, one, if we can recognize them, and two, if we think they are a celebrity or a regular person, a.k.a. a pleb. Last week, we did have a celeb. It was Roxy Jasenko.
That's right.
The week before that was Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
We've had Ranger Stacey. We've had a few runs of celebs, so yes. I'm kind of expecting a pleb this time. But
you think never Jackson know. Would give you a pleb on your final celeb or pleb?
Well, that's another thing I'm thinking about. Maybe not. Maybe he's not.
He can might you go be out? Throwing you off the scent.
Can you go out a champion? We're tied scores right now. 9-9, and then Crevo's on 7.
Let's hope so.
You got double points last week, actually,
that's
Crevo,
right.
Because you guessed who it was.
No messing around.
Good on you, Crevo. Uh-huh. Look at you go.
Growing in the game.
We'll do it next. This is 24K Golden Mood at New FM. Good morning. Sugar Ray, every morning. This is 105.3 New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. It's 12 minutes past 8. 26, partly cloudy on the coast today. Right now, celeb or pleb? Yep, I love this game. So we have a person on the phone waiting anonymous. Now, this is what's going to happen. We're going to ask them a bunch of questions and ask whether or not, decipher if they are a celebrity or a regular person slash a pleb. Last week we had Roxy Jasenko, Shannon Knoll the week before that, so I'm expecting a regular this week.
Yeah, but you never know.
You never know.
Jackson can be very tricky with who he picks.
All right, let's do it. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Okay, nice, short
let's
and sweet.
Let's get into it.
Question number one for you is, have you ever been in the audience of a TV show?
In the audience.
In the audience.
As a guest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Lock in
this. All right. Do you have a regular 9-to-5 job?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. What brand of perfume is your go-to?
I don't wear perfume.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
Any kind of, like, antiperspirant or anything?
The Rexona?
Like,
Yes, Rexona.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right. Yes. Just checking. Hey, some people just naturally smell good, right? Yeah. That's all right.
All right. Another question.
Why would you want to wear perfume? I don't understand that.
Well, it's
some people like
it. I rock a lot of perfume, I'll be honest.
I don't like people wearing perfume, and I don't like men wearing aftershave.
Oh.
There you go.
Interesting.
Men always wear too much aftershave.
Some can bathe in it. It's not great.
It is true.
Terrible.
I think one spray sort of nearby and then waft into it. That's all you need.
All right.
But I think it shows paranoia about, unless you're particularly smelly people, maybe you are. Mm. I don't know. Why wear it? Anyway, next question.
This is definitely a celebrity, by the way. I can tell. Do you spend heaps at the hairdressers?
No.
All
right. Okay. No, there goes that theory.
Do you go to many parties?
Well, yes, but not famous parties.
Not famous parties.
Just more like dinner parties and stuff, is it?
Well, this one's the real test. Last question here before we guess, because obviously we're in election mode right now. A lot of gotcha questions about the prices of things.
Okay. How much is a 2-litre bottle of milk?
I don't buy milk.
Okay.
You know what? That actually goes out the window because there's so many like vegans and stuff, vegetarians out there.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right, we're all going to have a guess here.
You two first.
Yeah.
Celeb or pleb, Meg?
You know what? I'm going to go pleb.
Crevo?
What's making me think celeb, even though there's been a few in a row here, is the TV show thing. I feel like a normal person would just know yes or no if they've been in the audience of a TV show.
That's
it was
true.
Too much indecision. I'm going celeb.
I know who this is, I think.
Are you going to go on the name straight in?
I know who this is. Very recognisable voice.
Not to me.
Is it Gretel Colleen?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I knew it.
What a blast.
Wow. Yes.
Wow, this is so cool.
How are you, Gretel?
Good. Now, I've been invited on because I understand it's your last week, is it?
It is.
It is mine, yes. Gretel, I'm a huge fan of yours. I have been since Big Brother days. I love your commentary. I love your books. I think you've done so well. Thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure. When I was contacted, I thought, this is really interesting because what a milestone for you. And one of the fabulous things about people in the entertainment industry is we are always happy to encourage each other. So good on you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gretel. Now, I've got to say, I know you must hear this a lot and you must get sick of it, but I wish you were hosting Big Brother still, especially this new season. All the old contestants are coming back. You're the missing piece, Gretel. It's not the same.
Well, it was a different time then. We did that show live.
Yeah.
And live television, the world, people are too scared to do live television now, I think. And that was the missing ingredient. Anything could happen. Yeah. And it'll be wonderful when live television comes back, because that's what we want to lead lives that are uncontrolled, or at least watch lives that are uncontrolled.
Absolutely.
It's more interesting.
The excitement level is so different watching something that you know is live.
It's also, it's like you guys, if you do a pre-recorded interview, there's a different vibe and a different energy to one when
Absolutely.
You're doing it live. Anything can happen. And also, you generate a different energy. But we live in a time where people want to control things. And I don't think it's for the better. I think it's great if we all learn to live off the seat of our pants, ready to deal with whatever it is. But society's getting more and more controlled.
It is.
One day it will return, the wild cowboy days.
Hopefully sometime soon. Do you know, one of my favourite live TV moments of yours, Gretel, and I think you'll get a laugh out of this, is when you drop the F-bomb on Sunrise. I love that. It just shows how real you are. I love it.
Well, I was actually doing an impression of someone, but yes. It wasn't actually, I was quoting someone, but you're right. It didn't even occur to me. This is one of the weird things about society. You can watch movies or watch the news where there are horrific circumstances, and you're going to have TV shows of sexual assaults and terrible things, and kids watching shows about suicide. But we've still got this weird thing about language. Not that I validate myself saying that on air. It was a total accident. But aren't we weird in terms of what's right and what's wrong in society?
Absolutely.
So true.
I agree. Gretel, thank you for coming on. And also, you do such great work for women's rights in this country. I think you are one of the premier people in this country in the media speaking up for stuff like that. I think it's so good. Thanks for coming, Gretel.
It's a pleasure. I hope you have a fantastic week and a fantastic future.
Can I ask a massive favour as well? Maddie is such a big fan of yours, such a big fan of Big Brother. Could you do me a massive favour? Since it
is
his...
No. You have to pass the baton to the next people
Ask the thing.
It's time to go, Maddie.
No, you're so sweet, but I won't do that just because I want to show respect for, the current host. I think that's really important, but
Thank you, Gretel. I also appreciate
you saying that.
We love you.
Wishing you all the best.
Thanks, Gretel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Oh, she's sweet.
What a treat.
She wouldn't do it.
She must get asked that all the time.
She's going to be on Cameo at one point making bank.
Absolutely. What do you get? What would you pay for that? $100 probably?
Probably.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That would have been perfect for the promo.
I know. It's time to go.
What's the goss is up next with producer Jackson and UFM. Good morning.
UFM.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, what's the goss time now with producer Jackson? What do you have for us up first?
Look, I feel like this is up your alley, Crevo, because you're into the buying collectibles and that sort of thing. $10.5 million to spare. You can score yourself Betty White's estate over in Los Angeles. They put that up for sale.
Now, is that just her, like, primary residence or...?
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's the home that she lived in for most of her life.
Wow.
I find that really cheap. I don't have $10.5 million, but that seems a little cheap.
I think that they're really cashing in on Betty White. That's quite expensive for Los Angeles. Like, house prices are relatively well priced, and for what you get, I mean, it's in Brentwood, California. It's not very nice. It's got yellow doors and yellow windows, typical old lady home. But I think they're definitely selling it with like the spice of this was Betty White's house.
I mean, so sometimes, like, these old-school celebrities can be quite, I guess, conservative with their cash.
Yes, and it looks like she was very conservative. It actually looks like she lived with no money. I'm just saying, I don't like buying houses of people that have passed away. Like, ghosts actually scare me, and I wouldn't like getting into the shower after a late-night shift and someone saying, "Poor cop, have a Snickers." Like that's kind of... haunting that Betty White's going to be doing. So maybe not for me.
All right.
Are you buying it, Crevo?
No, I don't think so. I'll have a look because I am curious. Yeah. I like to know about, you know, this sort of stuff, but not for me. If it came with all of her possessions and stuff, all her furniture and treasure and everything, definitely.
You have a gold mine with old lady furniture.
Well, no, you could sell it all off because this was Betty White's chair, this was Betty White's, you know, table, desk, everything. You make some of your money back.
You'd be fully stocked in the shop.
Exactly right.
Moving away from Betty White and talking about Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, they just keep getting weirder now. We've heard this from them before, but she's clarified what she means when they say they drink each other's blood. She says that this is a ritual purpose only, and it happens a lot. She says people think that they do it with goblets, and I love how she justifies this and tries to make it a little bit better. She says it's just 1 to 25 drops of blood. It's not sipping the cups. I still think it's disgusting.
Do they mix it in with something like a vodka?
I don't know, but it just sounds medically dangerous.
Yeah, like, it's not something I'm going to partake in.
I'm just imagining, you know, when you like have a baby and you get those like the baby Panadol in the little bottle with the dropper.
Yeah.
Are you doing that? I actually was watching, you know, how Variety and like those sorts of like publications do videos on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, 50 questions, like sit down interviews. So these two did 50 questions for each other. I think she is the weird one.
You reckon?
Yeah, she's really left of center. She's almost got Angelina vibes. Remember back in the day when she was with Billy Bob Thornton and she wore the blood in the vial around her neck?
That's right.
Similar vibes, I think. I think it's her, not him.
Do you know what gets me, though? Megan on her own is edgy, and I find it believable and cool. When she has a boyfriend, she tries to make them a part of it, and it just becomes so unnatural and weird. I don't know, but I don't think I'm going to be sitting down with Andrew tonight, pinpricking his finger.
Cutting an eyedropper.
See, it's so funny, because if someone who had never heard of those two or never seen them saw them in the street and you say, which one's the weird one?
Yep.
You wouldn't be guessing her.
No.
You'd be guessing him every time.
It's Casper on the left.
Exactly. But when you look into it, like you said, if you already have a history of wearing someone else's blood as jewellery, then you've got a chance that you're into drinking it.
Yes. Anyway.
Thank you, Jackson. We miss you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
I miss you three too.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, one day.
See you. Maybe. Bye.
Maybe. See ya.
Checking in with Jesse in the newsroom next to New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Primo. To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us is 105 minutes commercial free with Jack.
Yeah, let's do it. From 9 o'clock, we are 105 minutes commercial free, sounding like Blur's song 2. Let's do Fresh George Ezra as well. Anyone for you? And I love the noughties. I also love Extina. Come on over. It's coming up, 105 minutes commercial free from 9 o'clock.
Oh, such a great song.
Good.
They're sounding great
high
today.
School much?
Mega.
Music.
Speaking of high school,
you
actually
have a dress in
there. I do. So today, actually, for me, I'm celebrating 1 year since I had my weight loss surgery.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome.
It's been a year.
And like, you have changed tremendously.
A lot. So I actually want to show you just like a facial thing. I did a comparison photo the other day. And I put them two together. So one I took on Sunday versus one from a couple of years ago. Let's give you a quick look.
Oh, my God.
Like, let me see. Oh, wow.
I have a neck now and a jawline. It's so different. And
show me again.
You're a different person, Meg.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, you should be so proud of yourself. When you look at photos, do the comparison photo like that, it really drives home how well you've done.
Yeah. So basically, I haven't weighed myself in like at least a month. So after I moved out of the apartment with my ex-fiancé, he kept the scales there and I just haven't bothered to weigh myself. But before, the last one was 49 kilos. I've
You've
lost
49.
Lost 50. I reckon 50. And when I was moving house, I came across my formal dress from year 10.
What year was that?
2004. Now, the thing is, I was always a big girl in high school. Like, I was always the chubby one, all that kind of stuff. And I put on a lot of weight after high school. I've got a feeling it's going to fit. A dress from 2004, so what's that, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it 18 years ago? I can't do math.
So 2024, 18 years ago.
18 years ago. I've got a feeling it might fit. I've got it here, and I'm going to try it on. When we come back, we're going to find out if I'm the same size as I was when I was like 15.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Lake Macquarie High. So my year 10 formal was at Harbourview in town.
Before we do that,
okay,
obviously it's a massive achievement either way, right?
Yeah.
If this fits though, what's that gonna feel like or mean to you?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's just like, the thing is, I've always been the bigger girl, and I've always will be the bigger girl because it's just my body type, that's how I am. But to know that I've gone from, I'm gonna put it out there, I was 148 kilos. I was a big girl. That means I'm under 100. Like, that means I don't...
Oh, we're so proud of you, Meg.
I wouldn't know how to feel. I genuinely don't know how to feel.
It's amazing.
What you've done is extraordinary, and you should be so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't hang on whether... Like, I think it's going to fit. I've got a feeling.
I've got a feeling it will.
But if it does, I feel like this is going to be a great moment, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
I'm genuinely excited, so we'll find out next.
Will you go off, do your little lady things?
I wish I had a tiara or something.
Change clothes.
Do we have one here?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
We used to. All right, Meg, off you go. We'll find out the results next. How exciting.
Exciting. Gonna be a letdown if it doesn't fit.
Let's do it after Garbage Cherry Lips at New FM. Welcome to Thursday, 8:43. Good morning. A-Craze, Cherish, Do It To It at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo, 8:49. 26 degrees, the top on the coast today. Crevo, Meg's out of the room. She was just telling us about the one-year anniversary, which is today, of her weight loss surgery. Yeah. She revealed she was 148 kilos. She's lost 50 kilos.
It's extraordinary. Under 100 now. And she has been talking behind the scenes about this for a little while, about this formal dress, and how much it would mean if she was able to fit into it, right?
When we come back, we're going to find out if I'm the same size as I was when I was like 15.
All right, we're going to go now back in time to the year 2004, to the Lake Macquarie High School Year 10 formal at Harbour View. Come in, Meg. Let's reveal the news.
Oh, my God.
It fits! It fits! Yes!
I would go far as to say as well.
Oh, my God.
It fits really well, Meg. Like, it's a great fit. You look fantastic in it.
To be fair, my boobs are bigger now, so the dress looks more in proportion.
No, it looks really good on you.
I'm so happy.
You can see that, like, the genuine happiness in your face, like, right now. Talk us through how you're feeling.
When you get to a point where, as I said, I've never been thin in my entire life. I've always been the chubby, the fat girl, really. And then you get to a point where I reached 148 kilos last year and you just hate yourself. You don't want to go out. You don't want to go clothes shopping. You don't want to be seen with people because people judge you. Like, as I said, I've been to the gym before and people, like, what is she doing here? Because she's so big, blah, 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 blah. And now I'm at a point. I know I'm not thin. I know I'll never get to that point, but I feel comfortable. I feel happy.
Look at the smile on your face. It's from ear to ear.
I fit into my formal dress.
I'm so proud of what you've done. This is amazing, Meg.
I never thought I'd wear this ever again in my entire life.
You've actually changed your whole life trajectory. And I feel like this moment's like a culmination of all the work that you've done.
It's just, it just feels crazy. It actually feels crazy. And I never thought I'd see the day.
It looks quite loose around the midsection. Is it even looser than it was back then?
I'm actually smaller.
Oh, my God.
Like,
congratulations,
this
mate.
This is incredible. I actually feel so happy. Like, I know it's something so silly, but when you've never... For people who haven't had issues with their weight before, it can be all-consuming because you think people are always looking at you for that particular reason. And I'm like, now I don't feel like maybe that's as prominent. Maybe, yeah, they still are. But it's not the... They're just looking
not your problem. It's, yeah. No, that's a them problem.
But it's a them problem. But it hits you because people do judge you and...
In the way that I guess in a way it's your problem because you feel that it's your problem.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're in your own head all the time.
That's right. You're internalizing that where you don't need to, right? And that's absolutely a message. But the important thing, I guess, is how you're feeling.
Yeah, I feel incredible now. Give him a shout out, Dr. Costa Carahalu, who did my weight loss surgery at Gateshead. Oh, he's incredible. But
wow.
Yeah. To be fair, if anyone's ever thinking of getting it done, and you're in your own head like I am, and you're like, oh, but what if? Trust me, the way I feel now a year on wouldn't change it for the world.
Different person.
Like, last night at the pub, though, when we went out, an old mate next to us was like, oh, you didn't finish your dinner, love. I'm like, shut up. Stop judging people. Obviously, I can't eat much because of my...
Surgery. Yeah.
But, people still make comments regardless of if you're eating or not, whatever. Just do you.
We're all so happy that you're so happy. You should be so proud of yourself. What an achievement.
It's
there she is.
Gonna go clothes shopping after this.
Meg fitting in to her year 10
formal dress
from 18 years ago.
2004.
That's a win.
Extraordinary.
Guess what? I'm wearing this for the rest of the day.
You should.
Where are my heels?
Because, you know, you said, we're talking about this yesterday, and you'll go, I don't know, I hope I fit, all that sort of stuff. Mm. You're like, it's very emo. It suits you really well.
So back in the day, it was black dress with hot pink shoes, hot pink handbag, and pink streaks in my hair.
Hey, it suits you now, so good on you. And, yeah, well done, Fried mate. All day.
Birthday Lotto is up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for anyone born in May. If that's your month, this is your chance.
The lines are open right now. Our number, 131009.